JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Get ready for a major remodel, fellas. We're back in hardware mode.
This isn't part of my program.
Never in my 14 years have I seen such behavior.
Are you ready for adventure?
Yes, sir!
Now, get ready for the boom!
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning and welcome to Monday, December 4th, the first Monday of December. We are 21 days away from Christmas.
Wow.
Yes, that is true.
Holy moly!
The pressure's on.
The pressure's on.
Have you done any shopping yet?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's going to be kind of a low-key Christmas.
Okay.
Because they have everything that they want. They want gift cards and clothes. So it's like, all right. Yeah, the kids. Yeah, so that makes things a lot easier. It's like, fine by me. You like Hot Topic? We'll get gift cards to Hot Topic. You want to go to GameStop? You're going to go to GameStop.
You said Hot Topic. I thought you said hot tubbing.
Yes.
Yeah, hot tubbing.
You like Hot Tubbing?
You like Hot Tubbing? Fine. Hot Tubbing it is. You can go down to one.
You can go down to one of the
hotels and just jump in there. They're open until 9.
What's the place that used to be in the Haymarket?
The Tubbery.
Is that where you want to send your teenage children?
Do not send your teenage daughter to the Tubbery, JP.
She and her boyfriend barely even hold hands.
I mean, doesn't exist anymore, so that'd be to me, it's just a bad idea.
Jeez. Hey, we're bringing all kinds of stuff back from the 90s. We could totally bring that back, too.
There you go.
I'm just
saying. Nice segue.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was professional. That was really good. Scott Frost, baby!
Yay!
Woo! Okay, as someone who doesn't really follow football, I'm pretty sure Jesus became our...
Coach, over the weekend, based on the reaction? If you're talking about a savior that showed up, I suppose that is what happened.
That's the big thing over the weekend. We're going to definitely dive into that coming up in the show and kind of get everybody all caught up on kind of the ins and outs. You worked hard this weekend, man.
Oh, yeah. I was busy. I was on the air. I feel like I got a whole week's worth of radio done in 2 days.
Yeah.
You probably did.
And it was fun. It was crazy. I got to talk to a lot of people. My co-host, Bill Hooks, who hosted last Friday with us, he turned 40 Saturday. So I'm navigating my beverages along with tweets and messages and all this stuff. And
trying to stay somewhat...
I was
coherent for tweeting.
Let me ask you what you guys would do in this scenario.
Okay.
So when the news officially broke that Frost was coming to Nebraska, I was actually at my...
The first time on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually at Rival Dad's son's 5th birthday party.
Okay.
And they're in the middle of singing happy birthday to him, and my phone's just... I'm like trying to get, so then I get it on vibrate.
Silence.
So I put it on silence.
Yeah.
But these phones, you can't turn off the vibrate. At least I don't think, I don't know how to. So now we're sitting there and they're like, yay, it's. I'm like, I'm sorry. So then I go over and I'm like, because I was being asked for quotes for our website, all sorts of stuff. So I'm like sending out emails. I'm telling people what's going on, directing for what we're going to do for coverage and stuff.
Right.
And my wife was pissed.
It's your
rival
job.
Dad and the other dads that were there thought it was cool because they were getting all the reports firsthand, you know, and all that and everything.
Okay.
But it was like,
this is a special situation.
Thank you. I was going to just ask you is if you were Nick's wife in this situation.
No, this is a special situation, and everyone knew it was going to happen at some point that day.
Right. And you can't,
so,
you can't
what
just
you gonna do?
Dance around your schedule and wait for it to happen. You know, just like, I'm not going to do anything until it happens.
So then,
I mean, you could wait till the end of Happy Birthday because that song is only like 25 seconds long. But
so then, and I'm trying to find these real quick. So what? Then what turned into what I thought was an even bigger adventure over the weekend, my son had his first sleepover at Rival Dad's house.
Okay.
Because his boy Titus is my son's best friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he wanted, that was like his big thing he wanted for his birthday was Carter to sleep over. And so I said to Rival Dad, I said, hey, text me, whatever. If my son's being a pain in the butt, let me know. He is my kid, so he's going to be all these things. I get one text with a bunch of quotes. And it's one of them says Carter, and it says I'm allergic to SpaghettiOs with meatballs. Rival Dad says, I think your dad or you and mommy would have told me that, Carter, if that
was
true.
Yeah.
And then the response from my son was, well, maybe they want to keep it a secret.
What?
Then I get a picture of Carter because all the boys realized they were all wearing blue Superman underwear, all the same. So then they were just running around the house just in their underwear for the whole night.
Yeah.
And then Carter ate, he got into the sweets
oh no,
and got into the cake and ate like a bunch of the cake.
Oh,
and
wow.
then an hour later, he was throwing up.
Oh, no. So, I was going to say, that's where I get the your kid just puked call.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
no.
We got the full gambit.
Hey. So did you have to go get him?
God, no. They live an hour from my house. I was like, here's the deal, Rival Dad. If you're having my son out, he's there for the duration.
He's, yeah.
That's it's half unless
there. Also it's his lack of supervision that led to the eating of cake.
He just ate
so
all this.
So he gets to
I see I think
he gets to deal with the aftermath.
Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I'm 99% sure that Rival Dad was sitting there right with him and was completely egging it on to let kids eat whatever they wanted to because he's a great guy and he wants to make sure the kids have a lot of fun. That's what
and
if
also
I
wants
had to
be
guess,
up all night with the vomit.
Yeah.
He did not think that one through.
And he was good. After that.
And I'm good.
So, and then he apparently had a blast and they had fun out there. But yeah, we went through the whole gambit and it's amazing how my kid, he's like 3 weeks away from being five now. And it's insane how really, really good he is at covering up his tracks with creative lies.
Oh my God. The lying thing is a real problem.
It's insane to me. Mm-hmm. Absolutely insane.
It's been an issue in my house with kids lying.
Mm-hmm. That's probably where Carter got it.
You think so?
Your children.
Yeah.
So it's ultimately your parenting that is at the cause of my son lying. Okay, good. I feel
my
better now.
My parenting is the cause of all kinds of problems. I never claimed to be good at this. I am not like you, all confident in your abilities. I'm not good at this.
The Kix 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.